Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Over the years, health trends have come and gone, but yoga has never faded. Today, yoga continues to surge in popularity and evolve as more and more people experience its benefits. Incorporating yoga into our lives can have a positive impact on our physical, mental, and spiritual health. It also could be powerful in helping us work through anxiety, addiction, and other health concerns. Our wonderful, beautiful guest today, Gwen Lawrence, is a yoga instructor, has been practicing fitness professionally since 1990. Her private practice includes training sports teams, class instruction, and she also teaches instructors how to become yoga teachers. Gwen, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So how have you seen yoga benefit your clients' lives? That's a broad question, but
It is a broad question, but I think I'll narrow it down and just focus on maybe my athletes, if that's okay with you. And I think anything that I do say about my athletes kind of trickles down to everybody else as well. But for 2 decades, I've been blessed enough to be working with professional athletes, including the New York Giants, for 17 seasons. So that's something that I'm very proud of, being a woman in the NFL.
Absolutely.
You know, my personal brand of yoga, Power Yoga for Sports, is it can encompasses 6 aspects or 6 facets, and that's balance. And it could be thought of as physical balance, or more importantly, symmetry and balance in the actual body. And it's also flexibility, which everyone thinks about when they think about yoga, but it really, really isn't just that. And I think a lot of people shy away from it because they think they're not flexible enough. But it's also functional strength. And what I really like to dwell on and perfect and hone, especially in my athletes, is the mental toughness aspect, the focus aspect, and the utilization of proper breathing for them excelling on the field or even, you know, in a regular job.
Right. And how has it been, though, helping them basically through basic anxiety, fears that come up in their life, performance? I mean, we all have that. We all stumble upon moments in our life where we feel the fear rise. How can yoga push people through that? Because I know that there's such a beautiful mental piece to that.
Totally. And I have a couple of NFL players currently. One gets pregame anxiety and literally will throw up.
Sorry,
out there. I hope you're not having lunch or anything. Pre-game, because his body just can't handle it. So I've been working with him. I have people that have the pre-game anxiety, and it exacerbates their exercise-induced asthma. So we have to work with that also. So I do, and I've been teaching lately. I developed a program that I wrote and taught all of the New York Giants coaches and players, and it's The Way of the Mindful Athlete, and it's teaching them proper breathing techniques. It's teaching them mindfulness techniques that they can do eyes open, eyes closed, and it's just a way to be more present even in their daily life when they're, let's say, really stressed and full of anxiety. That literally puts you in a position to shut down your brain. And I thought you would love this, that it shuts down the part of your brain that actually allows you to be present. So you don't become the best performer at work or the best player on the field because you can't be present and you can't think or access the things in your mind that you have to at that exact moment. You know, those quick thinking decisions, whether on the field or in the boardroom.
Right.
So learning these mindfulness techniques has been really game-changing for them. And I think they're starting to realize that I try to, you know, God bless his soul. And I actually worked with Yogi Berra. I think I was very blessed for that as well. But, you know, he says 90% of the game is half mental.
Yeah.
That alone will make you think, right? But
exactly.
if you even believe that 20% of your game or your life is mental and it depends on your mental clarity, then you have to ask yourself, what are you doing to train that mental part of your game? And if you're not doing anything, you're really putting yourself at a disadvantage. So I think this is the revolution that's going past the physicalness of yoga for athletes and everybody else and really starting to bring them beyond the meditation and into this presence of mindfulness.
Yeah, and also for just, you know, everyday people walking around that aren't athletes, you know, understanding that you have to feed your mind also is so important. And for people out there, Gwen, that you know, haven't really experienced, you know, all the awesome effects of yoga, have tried a class here and there. You know, I have a lot of clients that, you know, I'm trying to help, you know, live a healthy life. They'll say to me, well, I want to sweat. I want to, you know, mm-hmm. I want something that's, you know, more cardio based. And I want, mm-hmm. and then, you know, I have a lot of people that practice yoga that say, well, that's what it is. So how do you like help people kind of get to a place where they see that yoga really does begin to unlock those endorphins and create muscle? Yeah.
I definitely think that I'm that middle liaison type of person for them. I'm not the, I think, earth mother type yoga teacher, to put it I'm more of the tough love, you know, work with the athletes, hardcore, and I've been in the fitness community for such a long time, and I'm that person that kind of lures safely into people trying yoga, and that's evident in my DVDs and in my book. And it just shows you that there is a liaison, and hopefully maybe that'll make people, you know, try out. There's so many different kinds of yoga now that you just have to give it a try. You have to try all that you can.
Right. So, I mean, and I love that about you, is that you really have this kind of energy to you that is like, take action, you know, and I love it. Maybe your background, you had dance in your background, you do massage mm-hmm. therapy. You have so many, you have an extensive knowledge of just the anatomy, and nutrition. And so do you work with your clients like holistically like that? Do you break down? Do you ask them to look at all the parts of their lives?
Totally. Yeah. And I always feel like once I'm their teacher forever. And to me, you can't just work one dimensionally. Life is not like that. You know, a straight line isn't as strong as a braid, and we need to encompass so many different, you know, disciplines in order to be a success. So I will access their diet and try to inspire them. I will, you know, talk about their breathing. And I'm a huge proponent of goal setting as well, you know, with my yoga students.
Yeah, and thank you for sending me your incredible book, which is like a step-by-step guide to yoga poses. What inspired you to write the book?
Well, I wanted something that might pique the interest of people that are in the fitness community that are still a little bit of afraid to cross that line and try yoga, because either they're not flexible, or they think it's religious, or they think they might be oming, and I want them to see that, you know, these poses are beneficial to them too, and they can utilize them any way they want, you know. You don't have to subscribe to one discipline. I've over the years picked and choose from probably a dozen of them and found what really made sense to me.
Yeah, and I like that, because I've used your book, and I think that there are certain poses that we all kind of feel more drawn to that just help us kind of incorporate a stretch in the morning every day. And I love it because it's so hands-on and very easy to understand. So can you tell everybody where to find your book?
Yes, it's called Fit Body Yoga, and you can get it on Amazon, where there's a link through my website, which is gwenlawrence.com. And it's in Barnes & Noble's. It's pretty much out there. Easy to find.
It is easy to find. And there's not many things out there that actually kind of go through the motions of why each pose helps. I mean, I think a lot of people are intimidated by some of these poses. They feel like they can't do it, but give a simple solution and a way to kind of understand that we all can with just enough practice, I think.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I'm wearing a shirt right now with my manifesto on it, and one of the lines is, there is no can't. It may be,
I love that.
At the current moment, I'm unable to comply, but there is no can't.
Right, exactly. Gwen, thank you. Can you please tell our audience where they could find you also?
Oh, my website, gwenlawrence.com, has everything they need to know. And please follow me on Instagram, trying to get more followers so that I can get out there and work more with our veterans.
Yay. Thank you, Gwen, so much for talking about the yoga revolution today. It's so important everyone understands how yoga could be helpful. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.